You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
And I was telling you about actor Robert De Niro called Donald Trump a clown.
Oh my gosh! You know, I saw the icon on the internet, and I didn't have a chance to watch it, but I know what he's been about lately, yeah. and how he feels about former president. Oh my goodness,
it's crazy!
Absolutely, it's nuts.
And then the talking heads are talking about like, oh dude, you know, right away, you know, they couldn't stop it and help themselves with, hey, you know what, Robert De Niro, that fucking. You know, he's just a Demorat or whatever. And because he's a Democrat, correct. And obviously he hates Trump, and I think it's more personal, but I'll tell you a personal story.
Speaking of personal, so too.
I will tell you, oh, these things are not on yet anyway.
No,
I don't think they are. Robert De Niro. Yeah. I used to hang out with Tom Sizemore. He was a good buddy of mine, and he was also
great actor.
Fantastic.
That's too soon.
Yeah, too soon. And he was in my acting coach, and when he told us the story, when you're, he's like, you know, guys, you know, Robert De Niro was my godfather. And I didn't even know, right? So, you know, I was like, holy shit. Like, Robert De Niro is one of the best actors of our time, right?
Needless
to say. And then Tom Sizemore, who's another fascinating, like, character during that moment, you know, in time, he begins to tell us, hey, you know, guys, and I thought he was just shitting me, dude. Like, there's no fucking way that Robert De Niro did what he said he did, and he said that Robert De Niro had fucked his mom.
Not on, right? Oh my god! He fucked
Tom Sizemore's mom.
Oh wait!
So then
that's not good. Oh, dude, I can't unsee that in my mind. No.
So listen to this. He was fucking his mom, and this is during
you
that.
You realize you're on the air, right?
What?
The show's on the air already.
No, it's not. What? I thought you say you were gonna. You're gonna press that button.
Oh my! Oh, are you? Lying, no, nah. This is April. No, wait.
No,
dude.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit.
Well, anyway, I gotta finish that story.
Oh, you got it.
Right
it.
Off when we go off.
Here
the
we
air.
Go.
Okay. Guys, hi. Welcome to a wonderful show. One of many. You know, it's like the very first one off the gates with yours truly, Jim Francis Meza, Almost Famous. And I have a wonderful character who I've known for quite a bit of time. Let's say, what, well over 10 years?
11? I want to say a good 10 years now. Yes. Anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Right.
Then.
Happy anniversary. All right. We'll go grab a beer next.
Hey, it's a date, baby.
Okay. I love it, especially with that hair sticking out of your
If you could see
shirt.
Me, folks, I have this beard. I look like Planet of the Apes. It's amazing. People wouldn't recognize
me. On steroids.
Me. Oh, that's
and listen. Yeah. I really want to thank Sam, who without him, this would not be possible over here
Absolutely.
At LA
Thank
Talk
you.
Radio for hosting us. And this will be a weekly situation. I hope you guys get ready and strap on, okay,
oh,
buddy?
Strap it on, baby. Let me tell you. Got to strap it.
Keep your feet in at all times. It's going to be a crazy, bumpy ride.
That's but right. Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle.
Yeah. A little bit about myself. You know, I'm a former limo driver. I've driven you can name it, any luminary from Elizabeth Taylor to Mickey Rooney to the Black Eyed Peas to, I mean, just even their clothes. Sometimes it would just be, it's crazy because we'd have like a dress that we'd have to pick up at somebody's house, you know. And Black Eyed Peas, you know, back in the day lived out in, it's okay for me to say this, but now anyway, but out in Atwater Village, they had a studio there where they would record most of their fantastic songs. And so we would go pick up the dress, and then we'd take this dress over to like a private airport, like say Van Nuys or, I mean, you just take your pick. I mean, Bob wow. Hope and LAX, and they have specific ones, you know, where you go and, we definitely drop it off there.
I thought it was always people they pick up and drive. I didn't know it was about the things and objects.
Dude, objects, bro. Really? This is just dress.
Wow.
And we take this dress over to over to the jet, and then the jet, you know, the people there would take over the, and they would like the way they handled it. Do the handlers were they'd hold it like it's a prized possession, like shit.
Yeah.
It couldn't touch the ground. It was holier than thou, kind of thing.
Something.
And then they place it someplace specific where they had to, you know, put it down. And then they say, okay, we're clear. And then only then can the driver then take off. And then we take off and we're like wondering, holy shit, I just got paid to drive a dress somewhere. But that very dress was to be wearing, like, say, by Fergie or somebody else that was filling
somebody
in.
Somebody very famous.
Yeah. Right, right. So I have tons of stories. I also have a book out, a tell-all of sorts. It's called Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver and Juicier Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver. You could look me up, to Jim Francis Mesa. But I like to introduce a very important person, which I do have a little ADHD, a bad case of ADHD, as you know.
I guess I do. I guess I never noticed. I'm not so certain now. But thank you. Thank you for the welcome. I really appreciate it.
My buddy, JT, is in the house.
The one and only.
And you know what? I'm really stoked and blessed to have you in my presence. You know,
I appreciate it. And I appreciate you too.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
And now,
absolutely.
Now you're a man that wears so many hats. I mean, you're a videographer. You're a special education teacher that teaches film strand, right? At a school, I think you don't call it which we got to get into this later, but you're also an Elvis tribute artist.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And we got to talk about that.
Oh, you better believe it, man. Don't get me into it. You know what I'm saying?
Anyways, that's another story.
So let's see, hot wires cars. You tried to do it to the Tesla, right?
I never did that.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
No, just twice.
In all honesty, only twice, right?
But you're in trouble. Never. Not me. Not when you dress up in an Elvis outfit, people let you go.
And that was your parents' cars, right? So you're good.
Yes.
Tell me your story. You're not an Angelino, right? So the people
listening, but I'm proud to call myself one now. Since originally I moved to the United States from Germany originally. Okay. My father, Austrian, being Austrian, my mom, German, and coming here in 1982. And because of the weather, the climate, that really turned us on, and the land of opportunities that we always heard about, which is now so much different, as we know, 40-some years later, because of housing and all the things that we're dealing with here in the city now.
It's a sliver of the pie now.
Yeah, things have really, really changed. But I live in paradise. This is my paradise. And I know when people live here and for many years and they want to move away, they're like, I'm going to move to Hawaii, I'm going to move here and there. That's their paradise where they're moving to common friend of ours who moved to Mexico in his retirement. He's enjoying it.
He wants to be a cartel member.
Oh, boy. I won't see him any longer. But the thing is, this is my paradise. This is where we came. This is where we stayed. I have a brother and a sister. I'm now a very proud – I'm a father of two girls, grown up. I finally have grown up. I'm a proud grandfather to say of a 19-month-old, and she's everything.
Phenomenal.
Thank you. She's and I've
phenomenal.
Shown you videos
as to
how she's creating her personality. But yes, coming here in 1982 and having never left since. So I have become an Angelino. I became a United States citizen, I think 4 years after I came here. And, you know, I married my high school sweetheart back in 38 years ago. I dated myself here. Wow.
Yeah.
I know I haven't seen her in 12 years, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She's still around. We're still very much
in
love.
She's not in Mexico.
I hope not. Or having a thing with Robert De Niro.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dude. No. That's
there's a comeback right there.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why. Now, we love Robert. You know, I love Robert De Niro, but we'll circle back to that.
Your
story is just so fascinating.
I know.
It's about you this time. Right?
I know. So. Let me tell you. You know, and then just basically going through high school and going to college and then deciding to go become a teacher. I wanted to become a filmmaker. I wanted to become a musician in high school. I was writing lyrics. I'm the guy that was running around with a guitar and sitting on the bench and just playing.
I was serenading
all the time.
The trees.
I was. And then just life takes you different places every day. You know, you move one foot forward in front of the other, and then things just happen.
Right.
I grew up religiously. I mean, I'm not a religious person. I do believe there's a higher being. Mm. However, I grew up as a Catholic member of the community, and because my wife being Jewish,
amen.
I decided to become Jewish along with her. I did the whole thing, the mikvah.
Shalom.
You know?
Yeah.
It was.
Let me go around you seven times.
Well, let's see here. Yeah, that's correct. Oh, he knows a lot. I did not know you knew the traditions of Jewish tradition.
Somewhat.
Very nice.
I'm
so,
a little bit versed.
And my own girls had the bat mitzvahs and such.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy in where I've landed with my marriage, with my children, and it's just really been a blessing for me.
Yes.
And meeting people like you. I mean, that's just the icing on the cake right there. And there's so many wonderful people and such many good things out there in the world that we look at the things that are not so good and we're trying to make them better and, you know, peace on earth.
Right.
But that's me in a nutshell right there.
I love it. And now, when do you get the bug or you catch the bug to be an Elvis? You said not impersonator, so oh, I want you to explain the Elvis tribute artist versus impersonator.
I shudder at impersonation. Right. You know, when you hear impersonator, that sounds so. Yeah. Oh, it's like he's an impersonator.
Yeah.
I'm a tribute artist. Hello, of the just, now. I'm not someone that I mean, I've done elderly facilities, mm-hmm. hospitals. Nestle in Glendale. There's a Nestle company from the chocolate company. I did a Christmas community event as Elvis running. You know, walking
right
around
over by
Elvis.
The 134.
It's right there. And I did some other events, some birthdays. But mm-hmm. but what I'm most proud of is hanging out back. This was about 22 years ago. This was in 2002, 2003.
Okay,
hanging out, going out on a Friday night, sometimes or on a Sunday, in front of the Grauman Chinese Theater, walking around with the other characters,
right?
You know, Darth Vader and Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, here was Elvis.
It's like a hodgepodge.
Oh, dude, it's crazy! It's crazy, and it was so much fun. And I remember one night because we do this for tips. So you know, I'm a nice guy. You know, some people get angry when they don't get tips. Hey, we do this for tips. Yeah. I won't take pictures with you. You know,
right.
I eat it up. I'm a people person.
Sure.
You know, which we're going to talk about too with my event work.
Yeah.
But I will tell him, I said, you know, absolutely, I'll take a picture. I will never deny anyone a picture. No, you know, it's very cool.
A picture with me.
I know, right? Cool. And and so one night, I think I was out there 2 hours. I lived in North Hollywood at the time, so it was like 20 minutes away. Because mm-hmm. it's in Hollywood, I lived in North Hollywood. And I remember, I think I made $65 in tips in 2 hours.
Holy
and
shit.
Let me tell you, that was not, and it was not about making money. It was about just being out there doing a little song. Because there's another Elvis impersonator. It's also on my YouTube channel if you check it out.
Yeah, what's the name of your channel?
Well, because it's my name, because, you know, real quick, I'll circle back to it. But Joachim Tropper, Joachim, then Tropper, Tropper. That's my YouTube channel. I got like 230 videos. I'm working on playlisting things. Yeah. And I got like 10 things that I've done. Mm-hmm. So the proof is in the pudding. It's right
that's
there. Just check it out. And I remember going home and emptying out my guitar because Elvis didn't have pockets in those in those suits, you know, those flying suits, whatever they call them.
Sure.
And I would turn over the guitar and there's the money coming out. I said, "Kids, this is for you." It was just really cool. They were like, "Okay," you know, they were like 5, 6, 7 years old. You know,
they say, thank you very much, Dad.
Oh, of course. I was like, "Hi, Kish, take this, baby. Do what you gotta do." Oh, thank you very much, Jimmy. See, don't get me started. I'm just gonna do the rest of the show doing as Elvis. Yeah. You know,
go ahead, dude.
No, I haven't done it.
No holds bar.
And of course, at our work, I've done certain things where I make people happy because I'm a people person. I like to perform. I like to do things. I've done some stand up.
Yeah.
Not what you're used to. I mean, you're just a master.
I've
seen
I'm faking it now. I'm not a host.
Oh my gosh, he's faking
it. Which is like Sam met us through the door.
Where have I landed here tonight? And so just going out there was just a lot of fun. It wasn't even about. It was not about the money at all. It was just people would come up. I would get. In fact,
he's lying.
True. No, this is true. A limo drove by with women in it. I guess they may have been from out of town. And they flashed me as Elvis.
No way.
I wish I had a picture of this. But they flashed me. And I'm like, whoa, okay.
What are you,
a double C? A D? Anyway,
that's pretty cool.
You know what I've decided right then? That I have arrived, baby.
Yeah.
I have arrived as Elvis.
So you continue to be Elvis after that, hoping that the same girls or somebody else.
No, not really. But there was another Elvis guy out there. And he's also on the YouTube channel.
I want to hear all about that. Because I've seen
that.
Well,
the thing is with the Elvis... There was another Elvis guy there. He looked really good. I'm a few extra pounds heavier.
Well,
it's funny. Like I said, you can watch it. Because I had a video camera, my family came out to see me, and I gave him the camera. And everything I do is camera, right?
Okay,
I would have a camera attached to every limb of my body.
Yeah.
So there's proof there, right? And I'm actually doing a duet with the other Elvis, the older Elvis.
How many Elvises?
It was fun.
It was
57,892.
Holy shit.
Oh, one died, so 91. I'm just kidding. I don't. I have no idea.
No, with you, silly.
Well, in Hollywood, there was two that one night. Okay. There was him and I, and we exchanged information. We never hooked up or anything. We never got
Mexican
to talk.
Mexican standoff or something?
Not at all. But
no,
it was so much
fight.
Fun. It was so much fun singing with this guy.
Little
when people
fight.
Are watching. And we whipped it out, baby, and we were sword fighting. No, but he didn't sing.
Logging.
He looked the part. He looked really good. I may even have to go as far as to say he was even better looking than I was with this more professional suit.
That's hard.
I had a cheap $300 suit on, the white one that he
always wore. But tell them what he didn't have, the truth.
Oh, he did not have
a guitar,
the voice.
Right?
He didn't have a guitar. He didn't have the voice. He didn't have the charm that I have, Jimmy, and you know
shit,
it.
Man. That's like, that's like Batman and Robin and not having the fucking powers they have.
I know what you're saying. You're so funny. I'm telling you. This is incredible. It was fun. When I did it, it was fun. And you know what? I had recently lost a few pounds.
Uh-huh.
I fit back in my suit that my mom gave me for Christmas 22 years ago.
God rest your soul.
I was. Yeah. Thank you. I put it on and I was transformed. I'm like, dude, I got to go out there and make something happen.
The suit does make, like, let's talk a little bit about the character.
It's like Spider-Man, Superman. Yeah. You put that thing on, and suddenly you're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's almost like when you drink a few beers and you think of fucking fly.
I'm sorry, you were talking to me?
I'll fuck all of you motherfuckers
up.
Let's go. Like that. Three or four people would jump you, you know?
Well, I'm glad that never happened. No. You're Elvis. Although I got the occasional, who are you, the young Elvis or the fat Elvis? I didn't answer to that, but it's like, that's not very nice. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, that's not cool to say, you bully. I am a teacher. You know, you're not supposed to bully. You know?
Yeah, no, we don't
bully. I wish I could have turned around and went a little karate on the guy, you know, like Elvis. Mm. Elvis had this karate thing. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I'm still doing it occasionally. In fact, I did last November for my family
at a
restaurant. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Was it my father-in-law's birthday? I think he got to be 80.
Right.
I came in with my suit, and everybody was like, whoa, dude, Elvis is back.
You fit into that suit again.
I fit in it again. It looks so good. I'm so happy.
You're down how many pounds, bro?
I lost viewership here. I was approaching 400 pounds. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3 and a half, so I'm a tall, like you.
Yeah, how many?
Better looking, but, you know. I lost 70 pounds, and just quickly to say, guess what I found? I found the motivation, and I found the willpower to do it when your doctor scares you.
Yeah, isn't that something? The doctor has to go to your doctor.
He says you either go one way or you go the other way. He was basically saying, go straight ahead or you go down.
You don't want to go down anymore?
I don't want to go. Okay, that's a different story. That's a different night. That's a different time altogether. But no, seriously. And I'm like, dude, no sugar, no sodas. Although I've gotten back to a very, very minimal amount.
Minimal,
not like I used to. In a sitting, I would drink like a gallon
or something.
Well, maybe half a gallon, but that's a lot. Now I do maybe I do three, four diets, like Coke Zero or something.
Sure.
A week, and I used to do that a day.
Plus,
eating all the candy, all the sugars, and the bread. Oh, no carbs. I'm just out of carbs.
Yeah, I noticed that we were having a decent meal earlier. Thank you very much, by the way, for treating me.
No. This was a Dash and Dine, dude. Don't tell me. Dine Dash, whatever you call it. Dine and Dash. No. I paid my dues. Yeah, you're very welcome, by the way.
Appreciate you.
Of course.
It was great. How was the steak? Was it well done?
You know what? There was a dog. I gave it to the dog. I went onto the table and went, dude, this stinks at IHOP, dude. I got to give it to the dog.
When IHOP, guys.
It was actually really good.
Yeah, it was.
But I remember.
The service was crummy.
It was. I did the salad, but I didn't do the fries because I'm not supposed to have fries, pasta, anything like rice, you know. So I tried to really watch it, and now I got to find my motivation to go back. Like right now I'm on a plateau.
Yeah.
I have to just keep going. Right. I want to keep going, you know, further down. Have a goal, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
The lady there, let's be honest with the viewership here, guys, and bear with me here. She was super cool. I liked her customer service because, you know what, all the people at IHOP and places of that, you know, sort, they work very hard. They work their asses off.
They do.
And God bless everyone out there.
I tipped her at the highest. I tipped her at the highest. They
20%.
Yes, their speech suggested, and I gave them the highest.
Yeah, because as a former limo driver, tip your fucking drivers. Tip your people, tip your IHOP, your restaurant people. It's the least you can do. You know what I mean? Like, people work hard, and these days everything's shot through the roof, you know?
And you have to realize that they don't get so much per hour themselves. They get a minimal amount, and they make up for the rest with people.
The service was mediocre. It wasn't her fault. She was the only one working there. She was literally – she took our order and then went back there and cooked the meal. And then she was, like, juggling all kinds of shit. And then she brought, like, the water. It was weird. It was like magic. Dude, listen, we ordered waters. Not even 2 minutes later, like no sooner did she walk away than fucking water was there. The soda was. I was like,
it was pretty quick.
How was that? Like, where did she bring it from?
I like that.
They just turned around.
That's
pretty good. They didn't drink it.
I know. Usually at other restaurants, I have to wait. It's like, where's my salad?
Because
I ask you sometimes, do you want the salad first? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. She didn't ask me, and I figured I should have. But she brought it first.
And she was
sometimes to bring it with the meal. I'm like, oh, I want to eat my salad first.
Yeah, you want to toss.
So that was perfect. I tossed something for you.
I mean, hey, listen. And so getting back to this, so you come back to the States. How was high school like for you? Because when you met your girl, Was it like a love at first sight?
No, it was not love at first sight. We ended up meeting. We ended up meeting in a singing class called Chamber Singers.
Okay, cool.
And it took us a few months. I didn't know what the prom was. So, okay. You know, here's a guy from Germany, not speaking much English. I learned English through watching Channel 5. You know, Hal Fishman.
Rosetta Stone?
I never heard of her. Hal Fishman back in the day, KTLA. Yeah. And that's how I learned watching television and Three's Company.
We'll be waiting.
Was
for
he
you.
Bagging both of those anyways, girls, or was he gay? Was
you know what? I don't know, but I don't know what it is. But that Mr. Roper, oh boy, he was his wife. Oh, yeah, hottie.
You
man.
Liked his wife?
Are you kidding? I had nightmares. No. The show was fantastic. I want to actually see all the episodes again. Hopefully, it's streaming somewhere.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's how I learned English. I met my wife in high school. Mm-hmm. And long story short, we went on a trip to Mexico City for singing engagement for the government. It was really amazing because we were singing.
Yeah.
You
never told this story before, bro.
Maybe not. Maybe more because I wanted to keep it quiet. And I was deported. I was deported back to I was kept at downtown. I was actually arrested the next day. It was a Sunday night. We came back, and they said at customs, they said, sir, with your parents, come. I was 16. Mm-hmm. Please come back tomorrow. We're going to take your fingerprints, and we got to figure this out. Because we had come on a visa and stayed. We didn't leave.
Okay.
So when you stay, you can overstay because my dad, we brought some money over here, to start a business and be taxpayers. That's what he thought was going to be.
Money talks.
Yeah, I mean, we're not rich or anything, but, we sold the house. We had cash, right? A big-time liar. Yeah. I have so much money, I don't know what to do.
Stuff with the money and the mattress.
And, I got deported. And again, long story short, my wife's parents were so nice because we had already been dating.
Okay.
They were actually saying, you know what? We want you to stay here if you'd like to stay. Because my parents didn't have to leave. It was me.
Yeah.
I had to leave and get a stamp back in my – because I used my – see, the school board said it was okay for me to be on my dad's passport.
Sure.
Okay, but when I came back, customs says, "Oh no, you can't play that game." So they said you have to come back tomorrow, and then somehow, so we got a few lawyers, the wrong lawyers. Mm-hmm. It was the wrong lawyers in August of '84. This was back in '84. Boom, bye bye, see you later.
Reagan, right?
Then I came back. My parents decided, you know what? There was nothing out there for me. I'm 16, 17 years old. I had nothing finished. I had no school finished. I did finish school in 1982 before we came here for the first time. Mm-hmm. But what was I going to do? I had to finish high school. I had to get my credits. I had to be educated.
You had to go to prom, dude.
Well, back to the prom. My wife asked me, and this was in May of '84. It was actually 40 years ago.
She asked you. 40 years, bro.
She did. She asked me. She says, hey,
holy moly.
Want to go to the prom with me? Because she had asked somebody else, but the other guy was not available.
Right.
So she asked me. So I'm like, the joke always is in the house.
Yeah.
I'm her second choice. She could have married the other guy. Dude. I'm like, but here I am. So anyway, we ended up getting married within a year later, 6 months later. I lived on a student visa at her house, separate rooms. Her parents were so nice to take me on. Otherwise, I would have stayed in Europe and I would have become a farmer. I mean, I don't know. Nothing wrong with it. But I would have not been doing, because the education in Europe back then anyway is way harder. What I had done with my education was not enough for me to become a teacher in Europe, in Germany, let's say, because that's where I was born and I grew up. Here, it was easier, although I worked very hard, and I got my credentials, and I went to several universities, and I just thought about it the other day going to work. I'm like, you know what? I've done a lot in my life to be where I'm at, and at 57 years of age, I figured I can retire.
You don't look like a day over 60, bro, seriously.
Thanks a lot, okay? Thanks a lot. With that beard, let me tell you something. When I take this thing off, I'm 22 again. Woo! Let me tell you. But listen.
Bad time to be 22.
But anyway, so went to the prom.
Yeah.
All that happened, bada bing, bada boom, many years later. We moved around different places, Valencia, live in Simi Valley now.
No home, all over.
North Hollywood for 17 years. And so I've owned homes. And we just put in a pool last year, which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it looks really nice.
So we're living the dream.
You're living the dream life.
I mean, I've always lived the dream. Really have always lived the dream. Because, I have family that loves me, I hope. I should call my wife and ask her, do you still love me?
You still love me.
I haven't asked her.
37 years.
37 years. It's coming up.
He really hasn't, though. He's joking, but he doesn't. He hasn't asked.
Actually, 38 years in August. Because we have two weddings.
Mother.
One in Vegas for paper reasons, immigration papers.
Uh-huh.
In 85 in Vegas. August. It was August 12th. Mm-hmm. And then 6 months later, we had a big wedding, 200 people, at Sportsman's Lodge in Studio City, which is now gone.
Yeah.
That's where we had our reception.
Dude, it's gone. I went up.
I'm so sad. Yeah. I am so sad.
All these like beautiful
iconic
staples,
places.
Like, yeah. And they're all gone. I remember, I know a story. There's a let me see. His name is Guillermo, right? Did I ever tell you a story? I was driving a limo, true story, and it was dark, and I didn't see Guillermo. I almost hit Guillermo. Like, no Guillermo way. Is a, he's on the Jimmy Kimmel Live or whatever. He's
that guy?
The sidekick, yeah.
I know who he is.
Yeah, I almost hit him with the car.
Oh, he's so funny.
And I got off, and I go, holy shit, are you okay? He turns around, and goes, hey, man, everything's fine. I'm like, dude, what's up? And then we started talking, and he goes, hey, why don't you come out to the show sometime? So we went to the show, and I forgot my train of thought, where I was going with this, but bear with me, guys. It happens quite a bit. We hung out, went to the at the time. We went into the green room. I had a good time with hanging out with. Oh yeah, the story is his cousin needed. He wanted me to train him. He goes, "Hey bro, can you train my cousin?" Asked to the inner workings of a limo driver, chauffeur. And I go, "Yeah, executive chauffeur for like the last 50 years. I'll help him."
Right.
So I started talking to this kid and helping him out and coaching him along and stuff. Tell him, because back then it was like. Shortly after the first GPS came out, I think the Magellan or whatever.
Oh, those little things you put on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, this is so cute. Big, I gotta own one.
Right, and it had like a fucking little thing that would come up like an antenna. Like,
I never owned one. They were too expensive. They were like $180. Like fries.
Five fucking. You pick up shit from like China, dude. This is insane. But no, I'm kidding. But he's like, dude, my cousin sometimes he's a dick. And this, that, and the other. He started telling me the story. Like people just talking shit. And I mean, I knew he loved him and whatnot, but he said, he hasn't talked to me in a while. I'm like, your cousin hasn't. He's a super cool guy. I almost hit him with the car. That's how I met him. Wow. Because that's funny. We used to work at that sportsman's lounge. Yeah, that's what he said.
Really?
They were valet guys. They were both valet. Oh, they parked the cars. And he told me the story that one day, he got sent to the Kimmel lot. And Kimmel came out, and the dude looks like a character. I mean, if you guys know Guillermo, super cool dude. He looks like a fucking cartoon character. He's hysterical. Just looking at him, it's funny,
He's very talented.
Sharp. Yeah, he's talented. And so right away, he met him, and he said, I can use you for some of the skits. This is a true story, guys. You're like, honestly, I mean, most people are not privy to this kind of information, so. I have tons of stories.
I didn't even know that. Yeah, you told me some things, but I didn't know that about Guillermo.
And Guillermo's fantastic. Guillermo, I love you.
Awesome. He's probably tuned in. Yeah, and like, that's what I love about celebrity, because I'm a star.
You used to follow people around, didn't you? Like celebs try to get their autograph. What was that like back in the day?
Okay.
Everyone was elusive, right?
All right. Remember the show Simon and Simon? When I first came here, they were shooting an episode of Simon and Simon.
Okay.
And Gerald McRaney and his buddy, I can't think of the name right now, they had the trailer across from where they were filming on one of the Hollywood side streets.
Okay.
And I'm like, dude, I know the show. I watched the show,
Right.
So I'm like, I picked up a paper from the ground. I think I may have had a pen. I'm like, I got to get an autograph.
Sure.
Now it's all selfies.
Naturally.
But I went to that trailer, and I was outside of the trailer. They came out of the trailer, kind of down the steps.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a big fan. I told them. I said, I would love to get an autograph. So they both signed an autograph. I have it somewhere in the garage in a case somewhere.
That's so cool.
But lately, when I meet people, it's usually like,
Jameson Parker.
That's it. Great guys.
I got the finger on the pulse, bro, of everything here in Los Angeles.
That's LA Talk Radio. That's just crazy. But you hear about celebrities, their moods and this and that, and who are they and how nice are they.
Yeah.
One of the nicest people that I know I've met during my event. I've shot weddings.
Yeah, he's talking about it, being a videographer on the weekends.
Weekends for the last 37 years. It's been a great sidekick.
He started everything in 37 years ago. This is fantastic.
37 years. I mean, it's crazy. And I'll be doing this for until 72 years.
So tell us.
Dustin Hoffman. I videotaped the company I was working for in Reseda. Mm-hmm. I videotaped his daughter's bar mitzvah, and his whole family was there and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was just so cool. I'm like, this is Dustin Hoffman. Mm-hmm. This is, hey, I'm walking. Remember that movie in 69?
Yeah.
And this is Dustin Hoffman, who's going to watch my creation, my documentation of videotaping his kid's bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
But the coolest thing that I've had the interaction with him was when the horah started.
Yeah.
In the Jewish tradition, you have a horah, traditional horah, they dance in a circle. Now I have a monopod, I go up high.
Yeah.
But I would have a step ladder.
Right.
And I was going to get it, because the horah is like 5 minutes long.
Story's
great. So he comes over to me with a chair, and I never forget. He comes over with a chair. He's not very tall. He's like 2-5 or something. I mean,
they call him Dusty, not Dusty.
Leave him in the dust. No, the nicest guy. He comes over to me and he goes, "Hey, step on the chair on the chair." I said, "Dude, thank you so much." I asked him right then and there. I said, "Hey, what are you doing next weekend? I could use a helper." And I don't remember exactly. He was smiling. He's like, "Oh, okay." And then he did his horror with his family. Yeah. But what a cool guy. But again, along with Kevin Kline, my daughter, one of my daughters did some movie work back in the early 90s. She was Billy Crystal's. Oh, my God. Billy Crystal, another guy. Really nice.
She was an extra in a film?
Well, she did some extra work as a baby, starting at 2 months of age till she was about a year and a half.
All right.
She played with Patty Duke, other people. Patty Duke, she did a movie with, a television movie.
Our son's the boy in the Goonies, right?
That's correct. And also Lord of the Rings. All those things are connected.
Yeah, he's done a shit ton of stuff.
I'm telling you. And Goldie Hawn and Bruce Willis, because she did a movie, Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah.
It was that movie. Remember that back in 92, 93? Anyway. Kevin Kline at the Warner Brothers Studios, he's making a movie called Dave. Remember when he plays a president? They have to find someone. The other guy died or something, so he looks like the... We were on the set, and so I had a moment to actually talk with Kevin Kline, who picked up my daughter. I have pictures of this. Because I took a camera. You got to take a camera. Back then, there was no phones back at night. I mean, you didn't really have a phone like you have now. Everybody has an iPhone or whatever. And I would take pictures with him, and we would be talking. He told me that, now, we know he's married to Phoebe Cates, whom I never met, but she's very,
fast
very
times
nice.
Of Richmond
fast
High.
Oh, did she show us some Fast Times? Anyway, Kevin, if you're listening, forgive me. But if you recall, she was the object of the film.
Sure.
So for many young boys.
I think a lot of children.
So Kevin Kline, what a nice guy. He told me that his own son, the scene was where these boys, all these babies were sitting on a couch.
Okay.
If you see the movie, you see my daughter was cut out of that part.
Uh-huh.
But he told me, my son is about the same age. And he was sitting on the couch. And I said, I didn't know your son was doing some work like this. So he picked my daughter up. I took a nice picture. What a nice, nice man.
Speaking of getting cut out, like scenes and stuff, things of that nature happen, and it's Hollywood. I mean, what do you do?
It happened in Death Becomes Her. She didn't make it in there either.
I was in, real quick, I wanted to talk about myself. Okay? Forget about you. Let's talk about
me. Let's go back to me. So anyway, what I was saying is, go ahead. Absolutely.
Forgive me if
I went on.
No.
But I've told you, I sometimes go on around a little bit.
The whole thing's about you. Honestly,
no,
this whole thing about you. I swear to you, dude. Yeah.
Oh, now he tells me the truth. I mean, earlier he lied to me, and I don't know what to believe anymore.
Hey,
this is crazy. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Don't you always have nightmares? Dude. He sleeps a full 3 hours every night.
No. Four and a half, and I make up the other 2.5. I get my 7 hours a night.
So,
that's all I need.
So I was in this reality show I got, like, duped into or something.
Oh,
you
sweet.
Know, I was like, yeah, come on, you know, try it out. It's like a prank show. It's a prank show with Johnny Knoxville.
No, Johnny. No, I just saw him on Kimmel the other night on Fallon.
Yeah, Johnny
Knoxville.
And it's insane because, you know, they promise you the world, like, oh, you're going to be in this thing and whatever. I've done this for a long time. I knew what was going to go on. And they pick and choose, like nitpick who they want or who
they.
And they usually get people that have a little more presence on, you know, like, social media or are well-known. You know, there's a couple of well-known people that are on there. And one of them I happen to know. It was on my other podcast, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver and Jim and James Morning Podcast.
Nice.
All right. Like that.
Nice.
Oh, well, we're at it.
Sweet.
Hold on. Speaking of sweet, it's KetoSweetsLA.com.
I am so proud of my girls. My girls are 27 and 33 now.
Okay.
And one of them has gave me a beautiful granddaughter. My God. I miss her today.
Because
I live at our house.
Oh, yeah.
And I see her every day as if she was my own. It's just amazing. So anyways, KetoSweetsLA.com, it's basically, and I always have to put in my head, because my wife, when she explains what it is, I listen, but then there's so many things to it. It's basically sugarless keto.
You actually listen to your wife?
That's the problem. You know what she said to me the other day? She says, honey, you never listen to me. You know what I said? I said, what? That's so crazy. So anyways, Keto Sweets LA. It's basically sugar-free, it's gluten-free, and it's more than that. It's amazing. They have these farmers markets almost every day. It's like 5 days out of the week with big festivals. Like right
know.
Now, spring, we have the Raspberry Festival
whatever. Well, I don't know.
It's wonderful.
It was what pastry exactly? I mean, I don't know.
Anything from cookies to cheesecakes to now they have this, my favorite, this peanut butter raspberry, or is it cherry or something? It's just so, I don't ask what it is. I know it's great for you. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It may still have some calories, but it doesn't have all the other stuff that. So basically, anyone that's diabetic, that's why so many people, because they can't do any other sweets and they want sweets, so they go to keto. So you can order some things on keto ketosweetsla.com. Yeah. My girls, Jessica and Chelsea.
I met them like briefly up at
the. Yes, you did at the Laurel and Hardy. I mean, not Laurel and Hardy, which is another thing I go to.
That was, we're at
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie. Reunion, right? Well, we met with the German in Venice.
Oh, my God. If anybody knows a German in Venice, he is actually pretty amazing. This guy has a big following.
Yeah,
you know, and he's very likable. And we met him, and I'm like, when you stopped him, and he's like, oh, JT, you know who this is? I'm like, I have no clue. Yeah. Your uncle from Minnesota? I don't know. And you're like, this is the German from... Yeah. And when I told my daughter, when I told my younger daughter, she's like, oh, my God, the German from Venice. I know the guy.
Yeah.
I said, you know the guy. Why don't I know the guy?
Yeah.
And he does all these fantastic videos on YouTube.
Telling me often
and that's going to be part of our Men About Town, which we can briefly talk about as well.
We're going to talk about Men About Town, which we have. It's a wonderful YouTube page if you get a chance. We've had it for a while now, like seven
years. We started about 8 years ago.
And we're just in hiatus. That's it. That's what it's
about. We go on about 2.5 year hiatuses. It's just not easy, you know, with life. You know, you found a new love, and I wished I found it. No, I'm still married. I'm good.
Yeah.
So we basically go to
my girl.
We basically
Stephanie, love you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do too. Oh wait. Oh, that's too much info. Anyways, we basically go to certain spots in LA, and we kind of talk about the beginnings. Like the first thing we did was we went to the. To where Laurel and Hardy, Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, the silent film stars, met on Barbie Street and some other streets where you grew up, right near where you grew up.
The wonderful city of Lincoln
Heights. 1922, I think it was.
Sure, yeah.
It's crazy. We're right there in that corner.
Isn't it nuts?
So we talk about it, and we recreate sometimes the silent film. We did a Hollywood piece. We did the steps. If anybody knows the famous steps.
In Silver Lake.
In Silver Lake, right off of Sunset.
That's where the piano or what was
they were carrying a piano upstairs. Mm-hmm. And
I took my son that time and did a short little snippet.
He was a great production assistant.
Yeah.
Let's call him that, production assistant.
I think it was fantastic.
And our videos are about 3-4 minutes long, and I'm working on the one from Laurel and Hardy right now. I'm editing it because I love editing. When I retire, that's what I'll be doing.
That's a little side deal with him. He loves editing.
Video editing.
Yeah, he's a video editing. He can edit just about anything. It's fantastic. And he does such a great job.
Well, at school, we take part in the streetsareforeveryone.org, if anybody wants to check that out. Finish the ride.
Oh, yeah.
Streetsareforeveryone.org.
Yeah.
And what happens every year is for the last 6 years, as a school where I work, in the film class that I teach, we take part in a competition, a film competition, where we create several, as many as we want, public service announcements about safety in the streets.
That's right.
And that could be anything from distracted driving, drunk driving, even safe pedestrian, stuff like that. And we have won 7 awards plus a few regional awards recently.
It's not too shabby, huh?
And Jimmy, once again, I want to thank you and your lovely, lovely girl that you went to the awards ceremony because I couldn't do it because I had to shoot a bar mitzvah. Because I couldn't just, you know, back out of that. Mm-hmm. So thanks again for going for the second year in a row.
We had a couple of bagels there for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I saw them. They were blue the next day, I guess. Anyway, so that's what we did. So that's what I take part in as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get these, to be recognized for some of the things that our students do and that we create. So back to the editing.
I want to know the editing and the silent films. You make a lot of home videos. I don't want to embarrass your daughters.
No, not at all.
But we're about to do that just now.
Let me tell you. I already made one film with my granddaughter when she was 6 months old last year.
Yeah,
In the summer, I haven't finished editing it yet. Yeah. It's called I forgot what it's called. Poolfish, I think it's called.
Sure.
We're in the pool.
I'm
ready to make another one now. It's just you know, because you grow up and then you have these things to look at. My girls, when they were younger, from when they were 2-3 years old, I made these films. We made about 10 or 12 of them, and different stories that we were telling. And until they got sick of it and said, "Okay, we're teenagers now. We're more interested in boys.
Yeah.
We don't want to hang out with you, Dad. We're done. We appreciate what you've done with the movies." So I make these silent films, which are all on YouTube, on my channel, Joachim Tropper.
Thank you. Okay.
And fun to look at. And I know I'm going to leave a legacy behind, but that's important to me.
Totally.
Not to just, oh, we knew Dad, we knew Grandpa. You know, I want to...
Valuable legacy.
I want to be their celebrity. Yeah. I want to be, you know, with my stuff that I have on YouTube and all the things that I've created to say, hey, your grandpa 20 years ago did this with you guys. He filmed this with you.
What an embarrassment.
Hey, when I'm underground, they can say whatever they want about me.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, you guys. You guys are listening to Jim Francis Mesa over at LA Talk Radio.
Yes.
Right? I want to say it right because the last lady that was on, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but somebody said LA Radio Talk. And I say, I like Radio Talk, but it's LA Talk Radio. And it's Almost Famous, the name of my show. And once again, I'm an actor, producer, writer, author. Yeah, I like to ride bikes. Writer. And former limo driver. Some awesome people that I drove. And I keep in touch with a few of them, by the way.
Oh,
and,
I know. You've told
yeah,
me.
Pretty cool stories. And yeah, we're gonna keep this thing alive. Very jovial, man. I love your attitude, JT. It's very uncharacteristic of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to hear your thoughts, guys. Comments. This is my very first show. I've never really done this before.
So. Let me tell you. The train's still on the tracks. Let's put it that way. You're doing great. Keep it up. Keep it up. You're doing great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Stop while you're ahead. I'm sorry. Did I just say that out loud? Wait, were we on? We're live. Dude, oh, my God.
We didn't even know we were live. Honestly, this is crazy.
Now we're live. Now
we're very much live. And I hope, anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, I got so many great Tom Sizemore stories. I will say, you know, Tom Sizemore was a huge inspiration to me and a lot of people out there.
He was so talented. I told you earlier before the show, I'm mad at him for leaving us so early because of his addiction. Is it his fault?
It was his demons he was dealing with. And
darn.
And, you know, so I want to give a shout out to my good buddy, James Welsh. You know, he's my co-host, good friend, confidant, lover. I'm just kidding.
excuse me. I didn't hear that.
No, but, you know, there's so many, people I could think about, but I really wanted to take the time to thank him. You know, he has such a generous heart and, super gracious dude. You could look him up. Awesome dude. He had a Jim and James Morning podcast. We got well over 800 and something, followers these days. And, most of these are people we bought. I mean, these are bots. Like literally. Wow. No. We really do have 800. So feel free to subscribe, but also subscribe to Men About Town. Cause we're about to, I don't know if you knew this, but we're embarking on a new journey this year. I promise you, we're going to do a couple more. We're supposed to do the suicide bridge.
We've been wanting to do that for that was our next thing after number one. Yeah. And then we never did, but that's a haunted thing going on there. Yeah. And some interesting stuff that we can talk about.
There's a lot
we
of,
should do that. Absolutely. Coming up very soon.
A lot of specters, a lot of ghosts out there. As you know, they call it, why they call it the suicide bridge, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, but if you go down Pasadena, there's this bridge at night. It's rumored that this lady comes out in a white gown and
she's looking for her baby because she threw herself down and the baby survived on a tree limb.
Oh yeah.
That's and right. She died. This was back like 60 years ago. The daughter is there was a baby.
Yeah,
she's now in her 60s or 70s.
Sorry,
I remember that. So that's something we can touch upon when we do the show.
Right, we're gonna do that.
But think about if you believe in that kind of stuff, it's just amazing. It's like this ghost from what people are saying, the reports. Look it up on Google or whatever, and it tells a story that possibly people that were building the bridge died falling by accident into the cement, and they're still in there.
They're still stuck.
Now that's a myth. I don't know if that's true.
No, it's not mythical. There's truth to that. That a lot of the men that were working and the workers,
they just left them in there.
Yeah, just left them in there.
This was like 80, 90. Screw it.
Five guys less I got to pay.
You either swim with the fishes or you swim in the cement.
Man. It's phenomenal. And I'm super, super excited and happy to have you here today, dude, honestly.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This is my very first show, and I'm a little bit nervous because I'm pretty transparent. You know, I like to keep it real. And you know, I've never done this before.
I haven't
done it in a while.
Yeah,
anyway.
I can see you in the last 40 minutes. You went through two boxes of tissue. I mean, that's how much you're sweating. Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm in a lake over here.
I know.
I'm telling you. It's salty,
a swamp, too.
Oh, dude, it's a swamp. You want to swim with the fishes? No, fishes won't even go in that.
Let's see if we covered. Anyways. We have covered most. So 37 years. Let's see.
37 editor. Years, man. What's, let me tell you. But I'm not 37 years old. I'm 57.
So you said, let's see. Billy Crystal, well, Jay Leno, the Jay Leno story.
Oh, we love Jay Leno.
We all have a Jay Leno story.
We all have seen the guy driving next to us on the freeway, haven't we, folks? Yeah. Or on a street somewhere. Because I lived in North Hollywood, and he would take his car from one of his hangars.
Right.
He's got like, I heard he's got like over 100, 200 cars.
Yeah, Burbank.
In a hangar in Burbank. Mm-hmm. So he would take his, I don't know, one of those cars out, and he would drive next to you. And he'd always look over. He likes his fans. He looks over and waves at you. But one day I remember I was going to school for my credential in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
And there's a he loved to go to the newspaper stand. Mm-hmm. He lives on in Bel Air somewhere up in the hills, mm-hmm. And he would come down and pick up his magazines before his show, before he did a show, because he stopped the show what 12 years ago. He's now Jimmy I think Jimmy Fallon took over.
Right.
And so one day I was there getting my magazine. I was looking for stuff, and I'm like, that's Jay Leno driving up in a 300 Chrysler, a 1958 a white one that he had. If you've ever seen it.
Yeah. Well, he always had a new car. There's always
he's a big car fan.
A new old car, meaning like it's always you'll see him in a different car. He has a whole plethora of cars.
The thing about him is he doesn't have to know you. He'll just look at you.
Yeah.
Know you're cool and go, hey, come here. That's what he did to me. He says, come over here.
Yeah.
No, in a nice way. Like, hey, dude, I want to show you something.
So it's like, hey, I want to show you something. Sexy boy.
Oh, boy. That did not happen. If he did, it's like, hey, dude, I'm not watching your show no more.
You want to grease monkey?
Listen, this was incredible because, and I thought this was amazing. It's a great, amazing story because he got into his car in his driver's side and he said, hey, get in here. I'm like, is he going to kidnap me? Is he going to drive off?
Sure.
What's he going to do with me? This is Jay Leno, right?
Yeah, fuck it. It's worth getting kidnapped by Jay Leno.
He pulled out his radio, record player. That's what he pulled out. Okay,
a record player from the car,
from the record player. Back in the day, some cars, the cars have to have gimmicks.
Yeah,
and this was the newest gimmick. Hey, you play your 45 records in the car.
Yeah,
he would pull it out and show me and 45s. Say, "Check this out. This is what this car used to have. This type of model used to have." I said, "Dude, this is awesome."
Right.
And then I actually did take a selfie with him. And he gave me like a peace sign on it.
Well, how long ago was this, though?
This was in 2007.
Okay.
I was going for my credential. I became a teacher in 2008. Yeah. So I remember that. And that was so cool. Because he just talked to people. He was just so nice and friendly. Mm-hmm. And I speak to him in the past tense. He's still around. He's still doing a show and everything. Not his show, but his car show or something.
Oh, he was doing a garage show.
Well, he used to do that, and then he stopped that. He's doing something new now. I saw advertising. But I like the guy. Yeah, the guy's really amazing in what he does. And he's going through some rough times right now with his wife. Yeah. His wife has some kind of disease that he's dealing with. But that was a cool story. And that, along with the stories of Kevin Kline, Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, what I know.
Billy Crystal.
Okay, before you can say that, I love Billy Crystal. He's hosted the Oscars crazy. Gazillion times. Yeah,
I have to say he's the best.
Oh real classy dude. But I want to ask you, like, what kind of? Did you just watch? Did you just look at your watch?
Well, I want to be respectful of everybody's time here. Nobody wants to go overtime. I could talk for hours, by the way. We could go on for another 2 hours.
Dude, not you. You don't say.
Oh, dude. Remember, I only get a few hours of sleep.
Yeah.
I can go till midnight.
This guy's a fucker's a vampire. I love this guy.
Yeah, I'd put my fangs in you.
Hey, what record was he laying on this thing? Like, what was he playing?
In Billy Crystal's thing?
No. In Jay Leno. He says a 45.
No, he didn't play a record. He just showed me that there's a turntable.
Okay,
in there,
cool.
And that you put 45s, but he didn't play anything.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Now, I should have maybe asked. I said, hey, do you have a 45 we can play right now?
You know what? Based on the clothes that he wears, I like the guy because he just keeps it simple.
Denim. Keeps it simple.
Fucking simple.
Comfortable. Every time I see him in that outfit, it's like, he's so comfortable.
Yeah. And he's always hosting, it seems like. Hey, how you doing, buddy? How are you?
Well,
like,
he's hosting his motorcycle thing that he does every year. The ride that he does. Amazing guy. He really is. He's a good human. He's a true mensch.
Yeah.
In the truth, the true saying of the Jewish word.
Yiddish.
Mensch, He's a true human being. And I love those kinds of people. Like you. Yeah. You're a true mensch. No lie.
Grazie.
And I think I am too. I look in the mirror this morning and I went, dude. I looked in the mirror this morning and I went, dude, you got it going on. And that's just me. No, really, it's not about me. It's about the guy in me.
Okay, which guy?
Anyway.
Which guy?
I have no clue. Elvis.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much. So, anyways, there you go. That's in a nutshell.
Does Elvis live in you, though, you think? Like, you ever think,
you know, let me tell you something. When I put on that suit, I really get into that character.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what's really cool about that? When I used to do the performing on Hollywood Boulevard, you take on that persona.
Yeah.
You take it on and you in that character, and it's kind of neat to know what it felt like for Elvis or anybody out there that's famous and is a celebrity and performs, of what they feel like. You know, although not always comfortable because they can't go shopping on their own, but. Guess there you what? Go. That's us in a nutshell.
Yeah, you guys will have to follow us, and not literally, quite literally.
No, please don't stalk us. No.
He knows a thing or two about that, and that's for next time. You know. But follow us. Where can they follow you? What social medias? Want to drop your handles?
Well, the Joachim Tropper, Joachim, as like milk, Joachim.
Yes.
And last name, like Tripper Jack, Tripper Jack, Jack Tripper from
Jack Tripper.
You know, so it's Tropper. But the last name is Tropper, Tropper.
Yeah.
And you can look me up there on YouTube and see any of the 230 videos that I got there. I look at them all the time because I love my stuff.
He just loves himself.
I do. Well, it's not what you have to. You know what they always say? They say you have to love yourself to love others.
If there's no way you can impart love if you don't have love inside you for yourself, you know? It's basic.
You know, love is all around, and it should be around for everybody. It ought to be. All over the world.
We need more love these days, honestly. It's too much hate out there. So, exactly. I want to wrap this show up and just thank all the viewership. And I want to give a shout out real quick to my son, James Matthew, who runs Combat Sports Guy on TikTok. He's doing big things. Look him up. And shout out to my wife again. Stephanie, I love you.
Nice.
And
she will never see this tape. Never.
And then this whole show was made possible by Chubby Guy Productions. Chubby Guy Productions. And obviously, we're going to plug in your daughter's business, KetoSweetsLA.com.
Yes, you may definitely visit any of the farmers markets that are on in Oxnard, in L.A., Brentwood. Sometimes I think we go to under Long Beach, Marina Del Rey.
Right.
We're in Monrovia, in those areas. Because
remind me to tell you a story when we're off the off record.
Oh, okay.
Talk about the Titanic. No, not the Titanic.
Dude, that's 1912.
Jesus, it might as well be. It's the one in the marina or like Long Beach. It's called the Queen Mary. Story. The Queen Mary.
I dated the Queen Mary. She was
right?
She's a horrible
founder.
anyway,
LA Talk Radio guys, this is your host Jim Francis Meza. First one, baby, first one in the can. Almost famous. You are now famous, by the
way. Thank you very much.
You're now famous. 50 minutes of fame with
JT. Well, thank you very much.
Let's keep on rolling.
You better believe it, baby.
Let the proverbial times roll.
Let's roll them on. Thank you, everybody. It was so nice for you to have me. And good night. Till next time.
Hello and goodbye until we meet again.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good. It's